Welcome back. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Always great to have you along with us. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Got our best bets coming your way here in just a bit. Before that, how about this? So, of course, the big game this weekend, Ohio State and Texas. And Fox has their big noon Saturday. That's their big pregame show. They also have a deal with Barstool that they have completed. So you will see some Barstool influence, maybe a show within a show or a pregame show on select dates. Dave Portnoy, the head of Barstool. So there was an initial report that Ohio State had banned Dave Portnoy from the stadium because he is a Michigan alum. He has a history of trolling Buckeyes head coach Ryan Day. But now we're hearing from Ross Dellinger from Yahoo Sports that it's actually Fox itself which banned Portnoy because they don't want him on the main desk of Big Noon Kickoff, and those normally not on the desk don't appear on the field, so this is a Fox decision. Regardless, Chelsea, I feel like this is not going to end well.
I feel like Dave Portnoy is going to use this for bulletin board material, whether it's true or not, right?
Yep.
Because here's the thing about the internet these days. Like, when people see something that they, like, want to believe, they believe it. Like, I feel like we've all done this. Like, I've seen things on TikTok where it's like, I don't know, it's something about, like, girls who played sports make more money. There is no citation. There are no references. But I'm like, yeah, I believe that because you want to believe it. So I feel like he is feeding this to the frenzy that is the Barstool fans. And, of course, they're going to come for Michigan because it's already a big rivalry. So maybe this is not even true, the fact that, you know, they didn't ban him from the stadium or whatever. But I'm sure people will still believe it. And it will be part of the Barstool lore when it comes to Dave Portnoy.
And also, like, Barstool could totally screw this up. Do you know what I mean? Like, they need to be careful. Because didn't they have a deal with ESPN at one time, and before they even got on the air, that fell through? So if this gets to a point where Portnoy gets out of pocket, then maybe this deal doesn't happen. I mean, who knows? He's going to say whatever he wants to say. There's no question. But I do find it interesting that you have a partnership, and then a guy who heads up the company with whom you're partnering isn't there. It's just, it's interesting all the way around.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, Dave Portnoy lives for controversy.
That is true.
And he's definitely going to stir the pot. Like, he's not somebody who's going to sit around and be like, oh, this was a big misunderstanding. No, he's going to use this to his advantage. And this is why Barstool has been, in part, very successful. Remember when he had that deal with the NFL where he was, like, you know, crusading against Roger Goodell and for Tom Brady? Saying, free Tom Brady. Like, he made a huge deal of that for content. And I bet he's going to do that again.
No, that's exactly right. You know he is. Well, oh, by the way, quick update. So I lie down last night, and then I get a text. I'm like, who's texting me? And it's my friend Sarah, Sarah is my friend, whom I love, but she was the girl who had us face value tickets and didn't. I'm not in love with her, but longtime friend. So she's like, she had us the face value tickets, and then she didn't have them. And then last night I get a text. She's like, so I just happened upon 4 face value tickets for Texas, Ohio State. I'm like, Sarah, oh my God.
She needs to buy your flight, right?
But
like,
yes,
the only way you make it up to me is buy my flight and find me a hotel. Go.
And now I can't make it anyway. We're doing a live podcast for the Commanders on Friday night here in D.C. So that's locked in. I can't back
stupid
out of that.
Work.
So what am I going to do? Oh, I'm like, now, Sarah? I mean, oh, my God. So it's fine.
Just say, fine. When Texas makes it to the national championship, do not ghost me on that.
No.
You need to come through in the clutch because you've got to make it up to me.
I am going to do that. I'm like, hey, I need you to start reaching out now, okay?
Mm.
Oh, my God. Will I look at last-minute flights? Yes. Okay.
I consider it yes.
Yes, absolutely. I will, actually. But I don't like it. That's what I'm saying. That's my controversy. Not banned from the stadium. Mm. Come up next on Bet Sweats. Let me on the show yesterday. Sammy P. Previewing the Lions, giving their favorite college football playoff bets. Michael Felder from PFF joins to talk college football at 10 o'clock. Then Will Brinson will be along at 11. Chelsea, your bets have been very good. I don't want to jinx you. So let's continue with these very good bets.
Time to place your bets.
All right, best bet of the day is going to be on the Chicago Cubs on the road at the Giants today. So the Cubs are a palatable price of -140 today on the road at San Francisco. And look at the pitching matchup here. Justin Verlander has had a season to forget. He's 1-10 with a 4.72 ERA. And although he has had some decent starts sprinkled in, last start was not one of them. Gave up a 7 spot to the Padres in 4 1/3 innings of work. And plus, his offense doesn't give him a ton of run support. San Francisco is not known as a good offense. In fact, they have the 8th worst WRC plus in the big leagues. And then you compare him to the Cubs, who I know have had lulls in their season, but still the 6th best overall WRC plus. They have a good lineup, and plus Matthew Boyd is pitching today. One of their better starters this season, ERA of 2.61. So I think even if Justin Verlander looks like his old self and has a decent start, the better offense here is still the Cubs. So yeah. I don't trust the Giants' bats. I trust the Cubs way more. And plus, they have been good in this spot. As favorites, a cash cow, 59-33 this year. Plus, they have a winning record on the road, as opposed to the Giants, who somehow have a losing record at home. So let's go with the Cubs here. The better team, the better offense, better starting pitcher this year. Let's go Cubs at -140.
Okay. Man, I love that bet. I am all over that. Love that price, too. So nice job finding that, Chelsea. I'm going to go back to the well here. Blue Jays. Oh, it's pricey. -160 hosting the Twins. It's expensive. Don't care. Chris Bassett going up against Bailey Ober. Chris Bassett at home this season has been a wonderkind. He has been so much better than he has been on the road. Listen to these numbers. 8-0 in Toronto, a perfect 2.73 ERA while going 8-0, undefeated. That's compared, again, to his struggles on the road. But then he gets to face Bailey Ober, who has an ERA over 5. When Ober takes the mound, the Twins have lost 11 consecutive games. If you like the run line at plus money, I think that's a good bet. You can get that at +125 at BetMGM right now. I'm going to take this Blue Jays money line, -160. A little pricey, but man, Twins after the trade deadline have been an absolute mess. Also going Diamondbacks Brewers over 8. Found it at -130. Played this down from 8 and hook. You might be able to find it at -120 if you look around. You've got Brandon Pfaadt going up against Jacob Mizorowski. Brandon Pfaadt, not great on the road this season. 4-5, 6.50 ERA. Now he has to face this Milwaukee lineup. Best run differential in all of Major League Baseball. Mizorowski has been very good. There's no question. But he's 4-2, a 4.19 ERA. And let's not discount the bats that Arizona has, particularly at the top of that order. They can hit. And Mizorowski has struggled more recently. I think he's kind of getting worn out from the rigors of his first season in the majors. 7 runs in his last 7 1/3 innings. That covers a span of 3 games. Overhit yesterday. I think it hits again. And plus, that Arizona bullpen is really bad, so the Brewers could always tack on a couple late. Let's go over 8. -130. And Chelsea, I will not reiterate the great points you made, but I'm also on the Cubs at -150 or -140, even better price. Yeah, you got Justin Verlander on the mound for the Giants, but he's had a disappointing season. So let's go Cubbies.
Go Cubs, go.
Go Cubs, go.
Go Cubs, go.
Oh.
Have you heard that song? The song they play at the stadium when they win?
I don't think I think I have, but I haven't paid much attention to it. Would you like to sing it?
Well, I'm not going to sing the whole thing, but I will say it's one of the catchier songs in the big leagues, I think, when a team wins a game. Like, I'm sure that New York has something that's cool as well, but obviously I've been to some Cubs games, so a very cool song. You need to listen to it.
I do. By the way, oh my God. So Denton jumped on the old information superhighway and found that I can go nonstop. Yeah, well, I'm so hip. I am so hip. And, oh, my God. Nonstop to Columbus, $645 at 8:22 in the morning. No thanks.
But you got free tickets.
Yeah, I got face value tickets. Great. Maybe. Maybe. I will look.
Face value. Looking. Okay.
All right. All right. Well, yeah, that could be expensive too now. Okay. We got to talk to Sammy P, but first, let's bring in the doctor.
I can't believe Justin Hurwitz is dating Madison Beer. I've been watching her videos for so long.
That's creepy.
I can't tell you how many days I've spent watching video after video, working myself into a ladder.
Doctor, enough.
But then I turn on Bed Sweats and Sammy P always brings me back.
Oh, I don't know what that means, but I'm glad he's helping. You have a bet?
I do. Squad play. Cubs. Minus 150 against Barry Bonds and the Giants.
Okay. A lot wrong with that. Everything right happens when we bring in Sammy P, though. And there he is, ready to go on Bet Sweats. Good morning, Sammy P.
Chelsea, how does he feel about Texas? Is he all the way there yet? Does he think they're going to win Saturday?
Who?
Oh, yeah.
Jenks?
Mm-hmm.
Your co-host?
Well, he's right here. You can ask him.
Yeah, but I need your opinion and your situation or your addressing of the situation, because he's a mental pretzel right now around Texas.
That's true. That's very true.
I don't think he's in a mental pretzel at all. I'm pretty sure he's very high on Texas to win the national championship. Yeah, am I wrong, Jenks?
It's a tough
one. Should
I
just talk for you? Is Jenks splaining?
I will say, I think Clemson is a real threat. That's kind of my sneaky favorite for the national title. Do I think Texas can win it? Yes, but I do think they're going to beat Ohio State. I'm taking Texas on the money line.
Let's go.
See?
Let's go.
I got there.
Yeah.
We got there.
Listen, they're like, oh, it's Arch. Yeah, Arch has played more than Julian Sayin. Oh, don't even get me started. Thank you, Sammy P. He got me all fired up. That's it for this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea, I'm Jinx. Have a fantastic Tuesday. We will see you bright and early tomorrow, 6 a.m.